Let me ask you this. You know, I keep thinking back to you because of what happened to Gibbons. Do you feel a little snake bit here?
Absolutely. You know, thinking, what did I do? You know, I as soon as I found out, I was like, oh, not again. But if there's anything, Gibbons kind of helped me prepare for it. But
how did it do that?
Just kind of because
controlling your emotions a little bit, maybe?
A little bit, especially dealing with my, because now I'm in my brother's situation where I have to find somewhere to go for 1 year. I mean, it's almost exactly the same. So, I mean, it's more like my family dealing with it, you know, because it's tough, but it can happen because it works out. That's the thing, you know, Justin, he's at the Naval Academy. Everything worked out for him, so that's why I have faith it's going to work out.
Yeah, you have to. You have to in this situation. Unfortunately, the adults, and we've been telling you this since you were kids playing, the adults can ruin a good thing, and that happened in this situation. But what are you most disappointed about how this whole situation was handled?
I think it's kind of embarrassing on the university's half, the way it was handled, and especially the way it was delivered to us. You know, we found out 45 minutes before the meeting. We were in class. We got a text from a random number and said, hey, you've got to be here at 10. And I had class till 9:50, and I got there 2 minutes late because I was in class. And the president and the administration didn't even wait for the whole team to get there. You know, I didn't even hear the whole spiel from the president. I thought that was very disappointing.
And there were three police officers around her?
Oh, more than three. I pull into the parking lot. There's one in the parking lot. I'm walking up the street. There's one on the street. There's one on each floor of the stairs. And, I mean, maybe half a dozen in the room. So I didn't understand that either.
Well, I was going to say, was there ever any threats made to anybody?
I mean, we're college kids. We're not out to – I mean, we're upset, but we're not out to – gosh, hurt anybody.
Right. That to me was a huge slap in the face. Plus how Coach Gottlieb was told, the reaction from the team about that. I mean, he wasn't even in the meeting, right?
Coach Gottlieb?
Yeah.
I honestly was there for 30 seconds.
You know, a lot of other guys weren't there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I walked in, and as soon as I walked in, because I was a little late, I just saw my teammates' faces, and it was...
You knew what was happening.
Heartbreaking.
And what we heard a couple of weeks earlier, it looked like they were going to save the team. So the emotional roller coaster that this has been all the way back to October. You get some news that they're going to disband the program. Oh, then there's some hope. Then there's some news they're going to disband. Then there's more hope. Mm-hmm. What's that emotional roller coaster been like?
Something I've never been through, that's for sure, because it literally was up and down. It was, hey, you need to find somewhere to play next year. And then it was, hey, you know, you need to find somewhere to live at Towson next year because you're staying. It was, and that happened, you know, four times probably. You know, we was up, down. And going through that emotion was definitely one of the hardest parts of this process.
A little different at Gibbons, because Gibbons was cut and dry. Mm-hmm. They said they were going to close the school, and they did. There was no promise of anything. So that was a little different.
Yeah, definitely, because then we get let known in November, October, you know, hey, they might cut us. And then you have to sit and just let your mind race for 4 months, 5 months. That's probably that was the worst part, waiting.
Back to Gibbons. Where were you that day when you heard the news at Gibbons? What class were you in? You were in a class.
We were actually off that day. We were off that day. You know, I'll never forget it. I think it was just like a, you know, random off day, and I was sitting at my grandmother's house, and I found out through Facebook.
No kidding.
I got on Facebook, and one of my classmates, you know, put it on Facebook, and I thought he was joking. You know, maybe he's transferring, you know, he's out to get school. And then I get home and my brother's upset, you know, he's crying, and I walk in the room, and then I knew it was real.
Yeah. And then you guys that day went up to the Archdiocese. Yeah. I think it was you, Nick, was it RT? Who was all?
RT, Mike Drury, I mean, pretty much all the senior class. You know, Eric Drexler, Steve Schoenberg, Peltz. We all went up there, and, you know, it was something different.
But and you had a chance to meet with Bishop Madden, I believe, that day, right?
Yeah, and on his behalf, he was very respective, you know, very respectful, because I don't know how much of a part he played in the decision, but...
But he listened to you.
Yeah, absolutely, and I appreciate that. And actually, he still stays in contact with my brother, and I respect that a lot. I really do.
All right, last question. Yeah, like you said, you guys will get through this. You'll move on, and life throws a lot of curves at us, and you got to deal with it, but... again, for a guy like Coach Gottlieb, who has given his whole life to Towson, and have it so unceremoniously end with someone handing a letter saying, hey, you're going to be terminated on June 7th, how bitter of a pill is that for you guys to swallow?
You know, people forget, they kind of put our attention on us as players, but people forget coaches, this is his life. This is his whole life. He has to go and try and find another job. I mean, he's been here for 20 plus years, and this literally is his whole life. And I feel worse for him, to be honest, yeah. Because he didn't do anything wrong. He did everything the right way, and he got punished for it.
And always has. Since he's been
always
here.
Has. Every year. And I'm grateful to play for Coach. And, gosh, I just wish him the best. I really do.